Vincent Canestraro is a former CIA chief of counterterrorism operations and analysis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What do you think compelled George Tenet to give that speech?
Well, I think George realizes that the intelligence community and he himself, his leadership, is under attack. They're in the dock. There is a certain amount of embarrassment among policymakers over the David Kay remarks that there are not large stockpiles of WMD in Iraq, and some accountability has to be given, and clearly the first thought would be to give it to the intelligence people. I think George realizes that and is trying to give a more spirited defense of his stewardship and in the intelligence process itself.
So he didn't want the CIA to take the fall?
Oh, I think it's clear that someone has to take the fall in political terms, and policymakers who promoted the war in Iraq need to cite some rationale, and if the rationale was insufficient intelligence, then they lay it at the CIA's door.
Did Tenet make a case?
Well, he made the best case possible under the circumstances, because even as he admitted within the, in the speech itself, there were some discrepancies in the premier intelligence product that laid the groundwork for the war, which was the National Intelligence Estimate of October of 2002. And although there are a number of dissenting opinions in the NIE, as it's called, itself, that some of which were ignored, obviously, by policymakers because they didn't support their own beliefs, there was some information that got into the NIE that was based on fabrications. And that is a very serious question. It goes to the integrity of the whole process. Tenet alluded to that by saying that there were discrepancies among the claims made by various human agents that could not be verified. But what he really meant was there was information about biological weapons labs, mobile labs, that was based on information from someone who was later determined to be a fabricator and whose information should never have made the cut, should never have gotten into such a consensus intelligence report.
So he passed the blame on to his own sources?
In this case, it was a source of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and the information was passed along by Admiral Jacoby, who heads that the DIA. But in this case, the agent's information had already been flagged within the intelligence community, yet that red flag was ignored, and that information found its way into the NIE. That's very disturbing, because it goes to the integrity of the intelligence product itself, and that was the premier intelligence product of the community.
Tenet didn't talk about connections between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda.
No, and there was no evidence in the NIE or any of the other finished intelligence products that made that linkage, and what you had were policymakers that were in favor of going to war that were trying to build the best public rationale for doing that. And the charge has been made that some of the policymakers cherry-picked the available intelligence. Clearly, they cherry-picked the worst-case scenarios that were contained within the National Intelligence Estimate. There is little doubt that there was an attempt, I think, to link the events of 9/11 with Saddam Hussein, mainly because that would have supported the case of going to war.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Vincent Canestraro is a former CIA chief of counterterrorism operations and analysis and president of Canestraro Associates, an international security consulting firm.